Yeah, I wrote that song. I produced it with Jim Johnson and Wayne Wilkins. And the funny thing is, we were waiting on Beyonce to get there. She was 7 hours late. And because it was a terrible storm in Miami and her flight was circling around. And she left. We worked the first day. The first day we got in the studio, I wrote a song called Save the Hero. And that was on the Sasha Fierce album as well. So I wrote a song called Save the Hero. She cut that. While I was waiting for her, I wrote a song called something about a house. It was like love in this. It was some metaphor about the house. And I thought this was just genius. And I thought Beyonce's going to hear this. She's going to go crazy. And she shows up. And well, she took a long time to get there, obviously, because her flight was circling. So while she was, well, we're waiting on her, Jim pulled up this track. And I was like, oh, I can write. I'll hear something to that. And I wrote Sweet Dreams. And we called it Beautiful Nightmare initially. And I sang the demo, cut it a demo. She comes in and she says, look, I'm late. I really can't stay and record. Jay-Z has a concert tonight. It was Jay-Z and Mary J. Blige. They started that tour. And I said, I want to play these two songs I did for you, though. She's like, well, I really don't have much time. I was like, please, just these two songs. She's like, cool. So I played the song about the house that I thought was just genius. She was like, oh, that's cool. And then I said, okay, well, I just did this one song I want to play for you. And I played a Sweet Dreams. And she looked at her assistant and she said, Ange, how much time do we have? And she said, we only got 30 minutes. We really got to be there. It's 10 minutes away, but it'll take us 15 minutes to get there. We got 30 minutes. And she took her heels off. She took her earrings off. She went in the booth and she recorded Sweet Dreams in 15 minutes. The entire song in 15 minutes. I stayed and comped the vocals. But she cut the entire song in 15 minutes. And the funny thing is, if you listen closely to the backgrounds, I'm singing all the backgrounds. She didn't have time to sing her backgrounds. So instead of adding them later, she said, I like the way he sounds on it. Keep it. And it was crazy. And then, and you know what else? Another thing that was crazy is she said, what's the turn the lights on part? What is that? I got to do that. And I was like, oh my God, Beyonce's going to say, turn the lights on. So she went in the booth and she did, turn the lights on. And I was like, and that, you know, people had already been saying it on several records. Well, usually it was my voice saying it on different records. But when Beyonce did it, every artist after that that I worked with said, I want to say to turn the lights on. So even after when I did Daddy's Home for Usher, he did the turn the lights on. Like, he wanted to do it at that point. Everybody, even when I got in with Brandy, she was like, can I do turn the lights on? So it was cool because I think Beyonce made turn the lights on like more household and respected. That's how strong she is as a personality.